If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
That's more Bob Mamet. You'll be hearing this for the rest of the hour for coming in and out of commercials. Coming up soon, very soon, the Chicago Slamworks newest production is here, This Great Nation, Much Enduring. They'll be on from about 10:15 till 11, but now it is your chance to meet, and it's actually my chance to meet, too, this young woman who has become the producer of this radio show last week, Elif Garris. First, I have to ask you, I have never met anybody named Elif. What's the seed of that name?
It's Turkish.
It is?
Yes.
Nice. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you. Well, it's the first letter of the Arabic alphabet, so that's the meaning. But it's a really it's a common name in Turkey.
I haven't been to Turkey, so I wouldn't know. How did you get here? How did you get into radio, Elif? You're quite young. You're going to have a birthday when? Next month when?
June 7th.
And you're going to be how old?
24.
Does that break your hearts, ladies and gentlemen? 24. Do you even remember what it was like to be 24? How is it you came to the station?
Well, I started doing radio in high school. And
where?
At Lyons Township in LaGrange.
Sure.
And one of my friend's dad is John Williams. So I started to shadow
the connection.
Him.
It's like Chicago politics in that way.
Yeah.
What intrigued you about radio? What did you get into radio for?
It just, I liked being a familiar voice, and that's regardless of the fact that the only people that were listening to me in high school were my parents and my friends' parents.
What about John Williams? He must have been listening to you.
Yes, exactly. And there were so many radio personalities who were those familiar voices, and so it's just now.
What kind of show? Did you have your own show?
Yes, I did. I had a music show that I co-hosted with one of my friends, and then I also had a random celebrity gossip show with John Williams' son.
Oh, come on.
Griffin.
What's John Williams' son doing now? What's his name? I can't remember.
Griffin.
Griffin, that's right. That's
yes.
Right. That's
so
right.
Griffin, he also works here on the weekends.
Well, see, that's one of the great advantages of having a two-hour show once a week. You don't meet people. You don't get to meet people. I don't get to meet people. What's he doing here? Producing?
He's producing, I think he still does his dad's show, and he also does Amy Guth's Business Lunch show.
Oh, Amy's fun to work with.
Yeah.
What are you and Griffin want to take over this station one day, don't you?
Well,
why not?
We haven't disclosed that information yet.
Yeah, you're having secret meetings here with Aubrey Mumpower about taking over the station, and you're probably meeting with Griffin. I think I did meet him once a long time ago with John, but say hello for me. You're probably saying, God, we have a bunch of bums on this station. We could be, I'm joking. I'm sure you're nice and you're not saying that. But in some ways, it's kind of true. Do you want to stay? Radio has changed so markedly in the last, Aubrey, I'll tell you, in the last 10 or 15 years. This is what you want to do. What did you do in college?
I did a lot of writing. So writing was my focus in college, and English was my major. My minor was in communication.
That's a good combination, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, they're already related, so
yeah.
It was a perfect fit. And I like public speaking. I'm not the most outspoken person, but I'm not afraid to speak if I have to. In public, and
sure. And
also I'm able to put my thoughts down onto paper.
What kind of writing do you do? Do you do any kind of writing now?
Yes.
Freelancing, or? I
do freelance. I write for a new publication called Third Coast Review.
Third Coast Review?
Yeah, it's completely startup. I'm one of the music writers, so
Fantastic.
I love it. I review concerts once a week. it's I'm trying to write more than once a week, but right now I have a personal deadline of once a week.
Are they paying you at all? Doesn't matter. When I first started running, it didn't matter. And it sometimes, eventually, you'd like to get paid.
Yes.
As did I. And eventually it worked out. But it's a matter of, I think, following your passion. You seem to be doing exactly that.
I'm trying to. No, it's not paid, but I do think that, I mean, I do have a 1 to 2 year goal. In between a year and 2 years, I'd like to start getting paid for my work, my writing, and my thoughts.
You have to bring some in, because I am a writer. You do know that.
Yes,
about me.
Yes, okay. Of course, yes.
And it's like you thought I was some bum who does it too.
No.
Mostly what I do is write stories. And again, I want to thank all you people for all the incredible words you had about that Bill Zamy piece that's in Sunday's paper. So you have a 2-year plan.
Yes.
To get away from this show, right?
Oh,
this
no. No.
I have fun. What I'd love you to do, if you're of a mind, I mean, I know I book a lot of the stuff myself because I've got all these friends that I've had for so many years here. But think about would you like to do like reports for the show, even if they're reviews of concerts or, you know, introduce listeners to a new band that you found? Because, look, I'm not 23, 24 years old.
Yeah, of course. I would love to.
We will talk. We will talk and figure out how you can play a bigger role in this whole crazy Kogan production called After Hours. I mean, you've got to set. She's been very nice for the first 2 weeks and very, very professional. I'm thinking, because I've started doing, as you listeners know, the hour-long, at least 45-minute-long interviews. I'm not into the, hey, what's your new CD? What's your new show? Tell me about it in 3 minutes and go away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into more substantive stuff, and you're going to be a big part of that.
Okay.
So instead of saying, you tell me what you want to do on this show, and I will give you the stage to do it.
Great.
Because you're a smart, personable young woman, and I think that's it. You know, and I don't know what 23. I know some 23-year-olds and 24-year-olds, but Ellis is a professional. I mean, she's a radio person and a writer and a critic. You're reviewing stuff, right, for this publication,
yep.
Third Coast Review. All right, it's a date.
Okay.
Maybe not next week, but maybe in a couple of weeks. You and I will talk sometime off air.
We'll put our heads together.
Yes, we'll put our heads together. Well, welcome. It's great to have you. I know Aubrey likes you, and I just wanted the listeners to get to know you a bit.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, stop. It's nothing, Olive. It's nothing. Now we got to take a little commercial break, and then we're going to get the I love these guys. I don't know them all, but I sure know J.W. Basilo, and the Chicago Slamworks has done some amazing, amazing stuff. On stages and on this show. I have to read this to you weekday mornings 4 to 10. It has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News is Chicago's much-watched news. Elif Garris will be appearing on this show with some consistency over the next year or until she becomes a network star. We'll be right back.